We could do an MTR Horrible Universe Monster Mash.
Monster Mash is probably the best way to describe it.
I don't know how to monster mash.
He wanted to know. He needed us to know that he's legit.
I'm legit. That's how you do it.
It's monster mashing.
Hey.
Yeah, this is going to be a an MTR HU crossover, not to be confused with a Howard University. It's more white guys than black guys. Well, Dominican guys.
You're black, Rob. Just accept it.
It's not that bad. I did it for a while.
Yeah, man, it's cool. I got my black card. It's all right. You know, it's pretty fun.
Not really.
It's good for a weekend.
Yeah.
Depends on where you're at.
Yeah. I'd like to be black in Detroit for about a month.
Fuck that, boy. I want to go to D.C. I want to be black in D.C.
Oh, my God.
I want to run around screaming Obama at people.
I got some shit. I got some shit for you, dude.
Oh, awesome.
Fucking, you know how we've been going with the fucking Waka Flocka shtick?
Yes.
Dude, it's a Baraka Flocka video.
No.
Yes, it is. And that shit is fucking spectacular.
Baraka Flocka.
Baraka Flocka.
Waka Flocka has a song called Hard in the Paint, right? His is called Hidden State. It's basically a fucking spoof of it.
And
it's a dude dressed
God,
up
awesome.
And talking in the same fucking fashion. And it's like, that's my show. That's my motherfucking nigga. And I was like, this is actually shit. This is actually a video. And it's like a 4-minute video.
That's awesome.
I was like, wow. I need this on my iPods.
And it's like animated, right?
No,
it's
a real dude.
It's real. Oh, wow.
He like went into like some dude's hood and fucking like Compton and shit. And he's filming a video. He's rubbing on pit bulls and fucking.
Baraka Flocka.
Yes.
I'm into it.
Gotta check this
or
out.
Or Obama.
Whatever. It does. It's all gibberish. It's all gibberish. It's all pop. It's all top 40 pop bullshit gibberish. Whatever.
Wait, wait, wait,
whatever gets dumb people dancing. No, I'm not talking ignorant racist shit. I'm talking music. Wow. Can I just once? Can I? No.
These African words.
Look.
Whatever.
Look. Everybody. Look.
He's just black to me.
He's just black to me. I don't see color. I'm sorry. I don't see color. Black guys, white guys, we're all guys. Thank God we're not women. That's all I'm saying.
Except for the Asians.
You really are like a little Mr. Roach.
How am I a little Mr. Roach? I love black people. I love it. I love black people. I mean, I don't like the ignorant ones, but I don't like the ignorant ones of any race.
But this
so,
is true. This is very true.
Yeah. You could. I mean, if that makes me a racist, well, then I'm a racist if I just hate on ignorant people and they just happen to be something other than what I am. Oh, my God.
Wasn't the guy that was fucking on, I forget the guy's name, but he had some type of beef with, like, Jon Stewart over the past few weeks. It was some Spanish dude or whatever. I think Rodriguez or some shit like that. He was on fucking CNBC or one of those fucking terrible news networks.
Yeah.
And basically, Jon Stewart putting his ass on blast on the fucking Daily Show. So the guy was in the interview saying, yeah, Jon Stewart's an elitist. You know, he knows all the Jews from Hollywood. I was like, whoa, this guy's sounding racist more. But he's like, the reason Jon Stewart is racist against me is because he doesn't like my particular person. He's like, what do you mean, Spanish people? He said, no. You know, people that grew up in this state at this time. I was like, no, sir. He hates you. And he kept trying to find some way to say it was racist as if his person is a whole race.
He's a race of people. He's the whatever Rodriguez race. We're all around. Mm-hmm.
Well, wasn't there someone on NPR who just got let go because
it's NPR, yeah.
Yeah, or NPR, whatever.
No, that's the guy
stuff nobody listens to. But no, yeah, well, he said something about, like, oh, yeah, after 9/11 happened, I'll be honest, when I see a Muslim, like a dressed-up Muslim-type person, I got a little worried because, oh, no. But that's what he said. Followed by the following, it was just like, but he explains, like, we can't be like that. Yes, it was expected after 9/11 that is how people thought. He didn't, like, it wasn't like he was actually saying, yes, I believe this, or I actually think this.
Whatever,
like,
you should just assume everyone you see you don't know is trying to kill you.
I mean,
that's what I do.
Hey,
that's how I get through it.
You gotta be ready. You never know when someone's gonna try and, you know, choke you out.
I don't trust anybody.
It's a bad action movie somewhere in there. I'm always looking around.
The Soul Taker, he might come for you.
Piss taker.
Bus taker.
Put his soul in my duffel bag and shit. That'd be great. This is my duffel bag. It's a soul bag.
I was going to say before, when you're like MTR, HU, I was like texting Bob about SNL, and I was like, they show really good SNL, VH1, and I was like, god damn, I was like...
The H is so O right now.
Yeah, I'll kill you. Do you remember that skit?
Acronym.
Yeah.
That's a good one. The H is O.
So let's see, what are we getting to? It's October, right?
Yay!
It's a week away from what, something other, Halloween?
Look, I don't celebrate Halloween anymore simply because there are too many women out and about, and we all know what that means for women, and I can't stand it anymore. I can't.
I'm going to dress sexy and look like a fucking harlot?
Because you just...
It's the horror rule.
Do you feel like you can barely suppress the urge to rape them?
No, it's just... it's just like it's Halloween, man. You know, you got to do what happened to, you know, scary stuff and actual stuff. Why does it have to be a sexy school teacher or a sexy this or a sexy that? Why does it always have to be... Why does sex always have to be thrown down our throats at Halloween? Seriously.
Sex be thrown down your throat all the time.
No, it doesn't. It can be thrown at you subtly. It could get thrown at you. I'm not saying it shouldn't get thrown at you. But it's just everywhere you look. Everywhere you look.
Look.
There's a Ninja Turtle costume that's being perpetrated this year.
The Donatello?
Yeah. It's whatever it is, dude. It's just a fucking thing to look like a turtle chest with the titties hanging out. Ugh. And it's like, this face mask, I'm Raphael, yay. No.
You don't want to fuck a Ninja Turtle?
Sorry. No. I want to fight crime with
a Ninja
Turtle.
If I came in here and was like, dude, I fucked a Ninja Turtle, your mind would be blown.
Well, first and foremost, it would make you gay because they were boy turtles.
Now, you got Venus de Milo, though, that fucking ruined the franchise.
No, she doesn't care. That does not count. That bullshit that happened with the turtles does not count in any...
Eastman.
That's like the Ultimates universe. It just happens somewhere else and doesn't really count for any real continuity.
Well, they did do that one where it's four different versions of the Ninja Turtles in one movie.
Yeah.
They had the black and white.
Oh, no, that was awesome. That movie was awesome.
So it is like an alternate universe.
Yeah, shudder.
I'm just saying, I don't count it for anything. I'm just saying, it would make you gay if you had sex with one of the Ninja Turtles. And I don't want to have sex with a Ninja Turtle.
Well,
I want to fight crime and beat up on the Shredder a bit. That's what
You wouldn't go gay to fuck a fictional cartoon character.
No.
Idiot? Like,
not that character.
I mean, what other opportunities you get? Are you going to hold out for a chick one?
No.
Happen again.
Yeah, that might... Yeah, but I mean, why would you want the one and only time it ever happened to be remembered as a gay experience? How are you going to be proud of that? Come on.
It's sort of like an animal. It's more like bestiality.
It's a little of both, man. It's a little of both. Because if you just fuck a Dalmatian and it's a boy, you're still fucking a boy Dalmatian. Which is kind of, you know, it's kind of gay.
Cruella de Vil.
Doesn't matter.
It's a cartoon character.
It doesn't matter. It has a cartoon dick.
I mean,
it's
not like you can go to Toontown and pick up on some skanky cartoon character, some rundown old.
Yeah, you can. Jessica Rabbit's still running wild down there.
No, she's married.
Fuck that.
She's married.
That rabbit's got to be dead by now.
No way.
Yeah, way.
He's way younger than her.
Oh my god. But I agree with your sentiment on the fucking like sexy costumes and shit. I want to say I posted something on MTR Facebook page. I hate saying shit. That it had like the list of the fucking the sexy like, the top 12 sexy costumes or whatever, right? And I posted that comment. I was just like, why is it the anime? Because they were all like comic book characters. I was like, why are the animated characters sexier than the women wearing the costumes and shit? And it was like one that's Captain America. I was like, Captain America's one a dude. It was like two. I mean, he's a dude in each like fucking universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a Captain Americana and shit. Right?
I don't remember there being a chick Cap. I mean, I'm not a huge Cap reader, so
I know that was a black Cap or something called like the Patriots, some shit like that.
Oh no, Patriots in the Young Avengers.
Still black Cap. He's kind of like the Cap, right?
Yeah, no, he's like from the same lineage somehow. I can't remember how because I don't read Young Avengers.
I would never read that.
He's miscegenated.
He is miscegenated. But he's patriotic, so let it be.
All right, fine.
Quit your politicking.
But yeah, they had that Ninja Turtle one you referenced, and it was funny. They had the Wonder Woman one, which was kind of weird because I believe the picture they were comparing it to, Wonder Woman basically had like a fucking thong on and shit. The chick, she had like a dress on, like, and it was like to the knees. I was like, how is that sexy? You're confusing me here. You know, the whole fucking thing is confusing me. But
because if people really dressed like superheroes, they would be completely skanky looking.
Not all of them. Power Girl was only made for one thing.
Titties.
That's what it costs.
I mean, I always appreciate a good Power Girl at a con. Always.
Yeah, I agree with that. Not a big fan of blondes, but you know.
I mean, she's the one blonde I would.
Yeah, the titties hanging out. So
yeah.
I just would like to explore, like whores in Toontown for people to go. You could do some crazy shit with a cartoon. They're all elastic, like rubber. You can do a lot of weird crap.
Stick your head.
Imagine face raping a cartoon.
Could you imagine the fetishism in cartoons getting so far that a girl can't get off unless you drop an anvil on her pussy? Like, you gotta get out of the way before that thing drops, that's the thing, so it's kind of weird.
I mean, yeah, that's a whole other level. That's
Acme, you think Acme has their own sex line, like, for adult?
Like Acme.
Acme After Dark or some shit? You know, like dildos that are made out of dynamite?
Yeah, I was about to say, that'd be awesome. What did you do last night? I told her, I don't know, I shoved, like, this dynamite dildo in a cartoon and blew her up. It was weird.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of weird.
But what an ass.
Alright, so would you fuck cartoon animals in Toontown if you could go to Toontown?
Name Saba.
I don't know,
Name
like,
Saba.
Bambi.
Bambi. Oh my god, yes!
Only if she cried no, mother dear, no.
Well, I think we talked about this in the past and shit. Maybe actually in the first episode.
Yeah, no, it was because fucking... Ariel. You can't fuck Ariel. I'm sure she can give one hell of a blowjob, but you can't get in past that.
I
fish
mean, people. I saw a picture of man fucking a dolphin. Okay,
look, a dolphin has a hole. Fish.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't a mermaid have a hole?
I just it's scales, and I don't want to cut it.
You can fuck Ursula. You like fat?
Oh,
chicks.
I would totally fuck Ursula.
Well, she did have big titties.
Yeah, boy. Tentacles everywhere.
Then it turns into a hentai film sometime.
I mean, I totally would fuck Ursula, yes.
But she would probably tentacle rape you.
I don't care, let her. Oh. It's all cartoony,
really?
Weird.
This guy who won't let people stick their fingers in his butt.
We'll let a tentacle woman
fuck rape
me.
Him.
I don't know. I mean,
BBW.
The suckers might
It'll
get out
totally
a polyp
like
if I need it, you know?
Pop a polyp.
See,
oh,
like,
God!
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Ugh. Ick.
Mm. Nah.
I'd like to see what's underneath. They'd be big old titties.
No, that's a rat. You fucking a rat, right? You fucking like Minnie Mouse or something like that.
Nah, Minnie Mouse is too cutesy poo. Mm.
I can make it look not so cute.
What was the female version of Pepe Le Pew on Tiny Toons?
Oh, her, yeah.
Fifi Le Pew.
Yeah, definitely.
Fifi Le Screw.
It's more, that's more like. Oh!
Hi-yo!
I don't know, dude. Like, I can't fucking fuck Jim. That's a woman. That's not an animal.
Yeah,
we need more cartoony looking things. We don't need actual people cartoons.
Hmm.
Although, I mean, Velma could get it.
Velma.
Any Pokemon characters with female?
Misty.
I'm talking about what animals though.
I would never fuck a Pokemon, sir. You're supposed
what is it,
to.
Karelia?
You are not supposed to fuck a Pokemon.
You gotta catch them all, then fuck them all.
No,
that's how it goes.
No. You're not sullying Pokemon,
my Pokeballs,
sir.
And shit. Yeah, exactly.
You're not sullying Pokemon.
I don't know, man. I'm
gonna empty my Pokeballs.
You wouldn't get into a threesome with, like, Nurse Joy and a fucking
totally.
Chansey?
Yeah. Chansey could just keep...
hurling eggs around.
Yeah. And you could put the eggs up Nurse Jenny's ass.
Yes!
Speaking of
I'd
eggs,
like it.
I fucking posted, I posted a couple links and shit. I post links about fucking fleshlights and shit, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was a fleshlight on there. It was just like random. I think I just put a post that just said fleshlight. It was almost like Tenga eggs. It's like, what? I was like, well, are we going back and forth? We're battling via sex toys and shit? Because I was like, I can go read further. I can go farther. You know, broomsticks. Glue.
Glue?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do with the glue?
Basically, you see how that... Well, what's the exit point of the upset penis? And wow. There's where the glue enters.
Why would you put glue
in? You can keep
in
going because you haven't technically finished.
Ugh. That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, that does. That doesn't. Unless it's like that kitty Elmer glue that you just peel off your hand. Yo, you could put that stuff, you used to do as a kid, put it on your hand, just put it on your dick. And get a dick skin.
Dick
weird.
Skin.
Just really hang them up everywhere. It could look like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and shit. Yo. Innovative ways to decorate your home for Halloween if you're having a party.
Dick skins.
What madman monster lives here?
Technically, the what's the name of the animator, weren't they? The Na'vi from fucking Avatar animator, right?
They're making that. Yeah, it's like a 3D porn. They got, like, they the got most a, expensive porn ever made.
They got an Avatar fleshlight too. It's blue, pink lips. No, sorry.
People need
purple
help.
Lips. Purple lips.
People need help. And
that's ridiculous.
People
want to
look at me cross-eyed because I like fat girls, and yet there are people out there who want a fleshlight that's like a navi. Because no, regular deviance isn't good enough.
I refuse to watch that movie at this point.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Everybody
shit.
Went fucking
it's a chick
ape shit.
I don't.
It's a chick flick.
Whatever.
It's for fucking
it's
morons.
Bullshit.
It's chick flick.
It's not the right Avatar, and even the right Avatar was the wrong Avatar.
He fucked it up badly.
I never saw that show.
He wrote
you
it.
Don't want to.
He wrote it.
No, I didn't
well, the
saw
show,
the show
you do.
I've never seen the show.
That movie was...
And the Shyamalan has no idea what's happening anymore. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what's happening.
The devil.
That's what I'm saying. His movie titles,
his next
name is going to
be called the
like, it's like the Sixth Sense. Okay, I get it. That's something explainable. Unbreakable. Okay, yeah, he doesn't. You know, he can't be hurt.
The Village.
That movie
village.
Was bullshit.
Okay, they were in a village. Just got less and less. The Happening.
Okay,
right. Something's going to happen in the movie.
Mild Occurrence.
This is
devil.
The Mild Occurrence is his next movie.
Oh God! But
no, what is next movie to be called? Plot. Plot.
You know what
There's
I saw?
There's a story arc. Like, it'd be so fucking weird. It'd be awesome.
It's just gonna be called The.
It was a movie called
The
Black Swan. You ever heard of that? It's coming out soon. Is that
The Black what?
The Black Swan.
Nope.
I don't know what to expect, but the dude that directed The Rustler directed it during something other than not white. I mean, that's very white, rather, because there's a ski at the end.
I mean, if it has what's her face titless in it, all the or titless. Wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Titless. If it has Marissa Tomei topless throughout
dude,
the
you
movie.
Gotta watch.
Of course, I would look at Marissa Tomei titless, too. If it was just sliced meat, it would be awesome.
What was
a sour look on your face?
Have you
Rob?
Seen her the Before the Devil Knows You Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, she's topless in that. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, I heard she's
right
way more topless.
Yeah, well,
in
that movie's fucking awesome, too. That's
I've never seen it.
It's amazing.
It's pretty good.
Ethan Hawke and Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Oh, the next Penguin.
Really? Full
so wait, it's
Penguin?
Seriously happening.
Rumor,
don't yank
rumor,
me.
Rumor.
Yeah, that's what I heard too, and I just was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, that's perfect.
That'd
perfect.
Be pretty cool.
Yeah. That'd be
man,
awesome.
I know they do have Tom Hardy in it, though, from fucking, not Inception.
What is this now?
He's gonna be in the fucking next Batman flick.
Who is he?
They haven't said who yet, but rumored that...
No, no, who's the guy?
Tom Hardy, he was in Inception.
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it either.
I can't remember which guy that is.
You ever see Rock and Roller?
No.
Inception was awesome.
Well, he was the bigger dude in fucking Inception. I think he was like, he ran with Joseph Gordon-Levitt a lot. He said he's a good-looking dude. I don't really look at men.
I don't know,
that guy. I don't look at men. I look at
dicks.
Women.
No. Yeah. It's, I think is he could be possibly playing the fucking Riddler. Do you want to even go back into the Riddler again? You know?
I mean, yeah, to do it right.
I don't need the Riddler, is my point.
I do. No. I like the Riddler.
No. Riddler's not bad. No. In the Adam West Batman, the Riddler's pretty sweet.
Yeah, man.
He's pretty sweet.
Cesar Romero was sweet, too. No, that was the Joker.
Riddler's alright.
He was the Joker, yeah.
He loved cop.
That Joker was a good Joker.
I think you don't really fuck up the Joker in any of them, though. It's kind of difficult to fuck it up.
Yeah. There's never been a bad Joker in this. Mark Hamill as the Joker is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a shitload of voiceover work.
Yeah.
I remember his cock knocker.
I'm glad he's still getting work.
Yeah, because Carrie Fisher gets nothing at this juncture.
She should just do porn. That'd be awesome.
No, she's in her 60s.
Still? There's MK23, man. I'd buy it.
I would not know what that is.
Oh, we can show you MK23.
We'll pop that in.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. We're going to somehow... On the next broadcast, you'll hear about me being disgusted.
We can do it right now.
Yeah, we can do
live,
it right now.
Live feed.
A live haunting. Because this is going to stick with you for days, man.
Remember when we watched that one porno and somebody was like, that's the blackest ass I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Holy shit.
You put it, just put it.
You want it? Okay.
Just put it in real quick.
Alright.
It's a romp.
It's a romp.
It is a romp.
Here's a good story of me and Dan watching porn with his dad.
Oh, that was one night in China.
Yeah, his dad was in the basement, like, drinking and watching the Surreal Life.
What?
Yeah, for some reason that, he was watching this.
He was watching a Surreal Life marathon, and like, China was on there.
I love my celebrity reality.
Shit, what case is it in?
We get down there, he's doing that, and then we were like, let's go, like, my friends Bob and Brad worked at a movie store, and they were talking about, they got the One Night in China porn in, and we were like, let's go rent it, and we'll watch it, and his dad was like, whatever, whatever, and so we left, we got it, we rented it, and Dan bought this DVD, which is disgusting.
It's in here, I know, yes!
Oh, God!
look at the cover.
Oh, no!
Yes! Oh,
no!
You asked for it. It's this or something involving Whoopi Goldberg's ass. It's one of
I'm
the
I'm going to go with the old.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I saw Whoopi Goldberg in the trailer for a new movie, and I was disturbed. Mm. I kept thinking, like,
I want her to do nudity so I can publicly.
Just
bomb.
Imagine having to watch.
I do. I want to be in a theater, see that, and go, into the guy in front of me.
He's like, bro, what the fuck? He's like, Whoopi. Whoopi.
If we, just imagine having to, like, be in a three-way makeout session with Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Ewing.
Woof.
It'd be Woof. So fucking gross.
It would be gross.
Ugh.
Where are my glasses? I need to see this. I want up close and personal.
Oh, God. Do we see any hatchet wounds?
I mean, no. This isn't a big girl porn. I don't really own big girl porn. I should.
Yeah,
I know
should.
I need some, but I can never find any at the flea market, so.
Dude, get a hard drive.
Okay, just listen to it. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. What does it make you think of?
Dude, it sounds like a video game, the music in the background.
It sounds like fucking the undead coming towards you, man. It just sounds haunting. Haunting as shit.
It's like, I gotta finish.
It sounds like the undead.
It is the undead, man.
Well, these people definitely don't have souls.
It's Italian to boot.
Really?
Yes. Nobody speaks any fucking English in this whole fucking thing.
They forgot again.
Or it might be German. I don't know.
Holy shit!
Alright, fast forward.
No! No!
Ya mama. Look at grandma. Look how grandma takes it. She can take that shit like a pro.
That's the shit.
Look at her. Just look.
Isn't
that grandma?
Oh, yeah, like in a hospice or something? What the fuck?
It's all, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
It's like that old dick sharks and shit. Like, oh, dick's out. Random people just pop up.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my grandson doesn't watch it.
Look at grandma. Hey, look,
hey,
I have
a
tree. We brought a plant alive enough to
shove this
coffin.
This in grandma's ass and then bury your dumb ass.
Grandma's got on thigh highs. Look at her.
She's ready to roll.
I would totally roll with grandma.
That's not right.
You know what it is? Look at that.
I have eyes.
Yeah.
He's like, here's my eye. Seriously, if there's a DP that pops up. It's a hair joy. Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, look at grandma. Look at how she works, eh? Grandma's about ready to get it. He's about ready to get that gunshot.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
But the sad thing is the one in the ring doesn't look that old.
No, no. Well, they had to throw something at it's going to make you vomit in there.
There she goes.
She's like a chaser.
Grandma. Get it in your hair. He's deliberately putting it in her hair. Oh, God.
She's back at work. Damn!
Earning them rug burns. Look at that ass! You swear to God, that ass is like a 27-year-old. Okay, freeze frame. Freeze frame.
No, you're right. I mean,
look
you're
at that
right.
Ass. Nice ass. Look at that. Nice ass. I could have sworn I banged an ass like that before. I know I have.
It's like I was not trolling around senior citizen homes.
Fuck. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta have like tunnel vision. You gotta zone in on it.
Yeah.
And lock it
Are
on.
You horrified yet?
Just pause this.
Yes, I paused it because you have to take look at it.
That is a nice ass.
Yeah. Dude, that is attached to my kettle. Ah. Ah. Yeah, like I said, it's either Italian or German. I don't. Oh no, we missed it.
Oh no.
Rewind.
Oh no.
Rewinding and watching the cum go back in. It is horrible. It's so. Why did I?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That is so fucking. Oh god.
Right back to work.
That is awful.
Is that out here?
She's saying more.
Explosions, yeah. Look at her.
Splash.
Right in her eye, and she didn't falter.
Look at that. That's not good for anything.
She looks like Olympia Dukakis.
All over. Yeah.
Who's around? The grand guy with the glasses is there.
Yeah. He wears his sunglasses when he fucks old.
Oh, that's ass!
Yeah. Yeah.
You got way too excited for that. You got way too excited.
One asshole destroyed, Joe. You know. Rob likes the ass.
Get in.
Oh, come on. Sell it at least.
Yeah.
Grandma's side. Did you see Grandma? Just chilling on this fucking chair. She's on the duvet. This
lady wanders in from outside to mash herself against the window. That's not good.
No. He's like, hey.
Get in here.
Welcome.
Here's some balls.
You've had enough? Have you had it?
How long is it?
It's long, buddy.
It is?
I mean, we're 40 minutes into this.
Yeah.
I guess people just keep showing up.
And this is one... It's not broken up in scenes. You gotta fast forward through this sucker if you have a favorite part.
Do you have a favorite part?
Yeah, Grandma.
Grandma
pretty much seals the deal. That chick is alright. But I pretty much do it for Graham. I do it for Graham.
Why are they in a different room?
I don't know. She wandered in from where the chimney area is because it looked like they had a sun deck. And don't ask me, man.
So when is the shuttle coming to pick them up, take them back?
No, I don't know, man. They don't actually touch on that in this movie.
That'd be great. One with the driver.
She takes it again!
I saw a thing for there's a Golden Girls porn.
No.
Nice.
Yeah.
There is also a Good Times porn, but I also hear that I had an inside porn. Source tell me that it was terrible.
There's a, like, Adam West Batman one, too.
Yeah.
I heard about that one.
Most
there's a dark.
Made at this point.
Yeah, it was, like, Dark Knight.
They also have, I think, an X-Files porn I saw. We went to Beebs and shit. Dude gave me and my dad, like, porno mags. I was like, whoa.
Funny.
I just bought weed and stuff. No, actually, I bought some fucking K2 on a screen. Why am I fucking getting porno mags? Great. This is Alexis, Texas, and her ass looks phenomenal. Thank you. And I started just skimming through the, you know, fucking bag of it, you know, just to get my reading then. And fucking, it was an X-Files, and I want to say, like, dinosaurs and shit.
Dinosaurs.
Like this ABC show Dinosaurs?
Really?
Like I'm the Baby Gotta Love Me and shit?
Yeah.
Fucking porn.
Wow, you should have bought that shit.
I can't do that.
Yeah,
that
you can.
That sounds kind of creepy.
It
I know, that's why I'd want to see it. It'd probably be really weird. Really weird. Or it's going to be really shitty, like just clearly it's people in like dinosaur costumes. Like, oh, well, my face is
gonna clearly be people in dinosaur costumes.
No, I mean, like,
it's not gonna be dinosaurs.
It's gonna
fucking
be. I mean, hey, what if it was?
I watched the Komodo Dragon.
What if it was just stock footage of dinosaurs? I would say.
Oh my god, that'd be the greatest dupe ever.
It would be great. That would be good.
This is where eggs come from.
Yeah.
Dale huevos. I think that's Spanish for give them eggs, which means facials.
Really?
Dale huevos, yeah.
Well, these are also the same people that snort heroin and cough syrup.
Yes.
Or cough medicine.
Yeah. Tylenol PM. It's dangerous. Get that.
Keep the kids off it.
Just stick with the NyQuil.
Yeah, we definitely segued away from anything that fucking I mean, we sat and watched probably a good 10 minutes of Elder Porn.
Yeah, I know. What were we talking about before?
We were talking about sci-fi movies. I think that's what we were going to get into.
I think we were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the Elder Porn, right? The thing is...
Yeah.
No. So you said it's clearly foreign. Did they have an American equivalent? It's like an American version of said...
No, I don't know, man. I've never really seen American grandma, granny porn.
Dude, they said that fucking the top two purchases of Elder Porn are Japanese and fucking American. Well, Americans are number one, Japanese number two.
Hmm.
And I've never seen a fucking Elder Porn. Not that I intend.
I just stick with the BBW porn. There's like, it's hard finding really good ones out there.
I stick with Brazilians. A lot of ass.
You gotta
eating.
Have the big girls.
A lot of ass eating in Brazil.
Yes. A lot of ass fucking in Brazil as well. And a lot of enormous China-like clits in Brazil. She had a dick, right?
I mean, it is a small... that thing is a baby dick.
Yeah, it was very big.
Take like a four-month-old. That's what you got inside of her.
It was just wrong-looking.
Did he say, I have two wires for you and shit, and that's how the porno began?
No, they didn't do that. Well, he... X-Pac gave the X to...
No!
He gave the X to something.
No! Yeah. Oh, my God! That's what you're getting.
It was like the intro into it and shit.
It's like, break it down. Like, what? And the next thing you know, China's pulled out of it. Well,
no, there was nothing appetizing about it at all.
I've actually
your
watched
dad
it.
Was just like, turn it off!
And my mom was yelling upstairs, what are you doing here?
Are you watching porno down there?
Yeah. It was a...
That was funny.
Dude,
charming family memory.
Yep.
It was one moment, we almost had one of those instances where it's like everyone was over my dad's apartment and shit, and he had like a fucking... I think he had like a Pinky video on that and shit, or is he the Pinky
Oh,
attractive?
Pinky's nice. I like Pinky.
And, we were sitting there, it's like me and my brother, my other brother from New Mexico, and we were fucking sitting there, and it's like, be careful. It's like, you know, we make sure all the ladies in the kitchen and shit. So he put the shit on, he's like, whoa, he's like, that's a hog leg on that lady's ass. And we sitting there, fucking, he's sitting there washing the shit away, all right. So, you know, we had our tee hee hee, then we turned the shit off, right? So, why did my nephew go in there? He has a thing with remotes. Shit goes right the fuck back on. Everyone's in, it's like, oh!
Yeah, kids need to look at porn early.
Yeah, they do.
The mystery goes right out the window.
Yeah.
It does. Let's see. Talked about porn.
We got porn covered.
Yes.
For this episode.
Check.
Check.
It is covered.
Bestiality, check. Talking about assholes, check.
Eating assholes.
Eating assholes, check.
Drug talk.
Check.
Heroin, yes, dude.
Pot is super. Uncheck.
Horror movies, unchecked.
Yes. Yes, check it up. This is your guy.
Fuck all about. Other guys. It's Jason.
Huh?
No, he's right.
You've never heard of Jason Voorhees?
I don't know. Look,
I don't know who Jason Voorhees is. How dare
you? Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I used to watch it just for the titties.
I mean,
look.
Yeah. But
the only reason I would say Michael Myers, man, in the second Halloween, right? This is like my favorite like horror movie, like badass scene. It's so fucking beast. They're like Laurie Strode was like trying to hide in her car in the parking lot, and then he ended up being out there. But then her fucking leg was all fucked up. She's like hobbling, getting to the building, and he's just like sauntering after her, and. They get behind the door and the glass doors of the hospital close and they think they're safe. There's like three of them standing there with a gun or whatever. And he's just trudging along. Seriously, doesn't even break his stride. Just smashes through this fucking glass door like it wasn't even there. It was so fucking beast. He's just smash. Like it explodes around him. He's just boom. He's I'm in here. You thought that was anything? I'm a goddamn monster. It's so awesome.
Dude, fucking what ruined it for me with Jason was fucking Jason 10.
X?
I mean, yeah, Jason X. Was
the space?
Look, the space, when the bitch said that. I need to get an upgrade, and fucking, I saw that shit in East Point. I was like, oh, this was.
Wait, did you go to advanced screening?
No. It was around like this opening weekend and shit.
Me and Brad got tickets to an advanced screening, and we went to it, and we got in the theater. We were sort of late, but then this guy showed up like 10 minutes after us, right? And he was black. And he did exactly what I wanted him to do the second he walked in the door. Because he was already 15 minutes late. He didn't give a fuck, obviously. He comes in, he like, sits like two rows in front of us. He just talks the whole time. And it is hilarious. I'm just eating it up. And Brad is just like stewing in anger. And he's just like, he gonna get you! Brad, he gonna kill you! Look at him! He gonna kill you! You don't even see him! Like, he's doing that like the whole time. He does that for about 20 minutes and then just leaves. Like that guy just wandered in to like fuck up everything for anybody who cared, and then roll out.
This movie ruining is brought to you by Tyrone and shit.
That's why I had the idea to open a movie theater and hire employees to go into movies and ruin them on purpose.
That would be great.
Like outrageous, like outlandish shit that people are just gonna be like, "What?
This is your shit?"
Brad went and saw this one movie where this woman, the first time anybody got killed on screen, this woman just went, "Oh! Oh! Oh my! Oh! Oh!" for like long enough that the manager and ushers came in to escort her out, and she's still going, "Oh! Oh!"
She had visions and shit.
It tapped into something primal in her. Oh, it was just like crazy. I wish I was there for that. Oh, that
it's like, you
I mean, after like minute one, you're gonna be like, "Really? How is that?" The whole theater just going like, "Shut the fuck up! What are you doing?"
I mean, I've seen some brutal deaths in film, but that's gonna make me say, "Fuck!" Like in the in the fucking redo or whatever. I think the initial redo of fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre had Jessica Biel titties on it. When the chick pulled the fucking gun out of her vag and blew her shit off, I was like, "Oh, that was a little special." You know, pretty much that's all I really get from it. I was like, who put a gun in a vagina? Then I saw some extreme porno videos. I was like, "Oh, these Germans put guns in the vagina and they sell the sense of the world."
I remember the remake of Texas Chainsaw. I went with a few friends. And it was the part where the dude was just running in the backyard. He lops off his leg. My friend Amy, as soon as it just went, "Ha!" and the leg was gone, she just was like, "Ha!" just started laughing at it for like a solid minute, like just laughing about it. She's like, "I don't know why I thought that was funny." It's just a couple seconds, she was just giggling under her breath while the movie continued. But none of the rest kind of made her laugh. Like, that was just the one breakout moment for her.
That was a funny scene.
Just out of nowhere, he sliced and diced, and she just bust a gut.
I think the remakes are terrible, because, like, they try to fucking... Okay.
Yeah. The
Jason
the prequel
remake
to
was
the
awesome.
Remake of Texas Chainsaw was actually pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
The one with
beginning, like, what was it called?
The Beginning.
That was actually kind of
that
badass.
Movie was pretty good.
The one guy gets his leg chopped off, and then he calls in Leatherface, and he's like, "Even him up, boy!" And he just like cuts his other leg off.
Yeah, the dude is in a wheelchair.
That shit is intense. He's just like, "Do it. I don't care."
It's fucking.
It was awesome.
Okay, you got your staples are they've had a fucking like reboot of each staple like horror character.
Not
right?
Mike Myers.
Myers.
Yeah. Oh wait,
no.
He did a sequel of it.
They just did the
Hellraiser.
They're going to make a Hellraiser.
That's the only one that they have.
They're doing
really.
It.
They're doing
so
it.
They are. Yeah, they're talking about doing it.
Well, let's hope it gets
gonna
done
have
the right way.
It's going to have a PG-13 rating.
Can't do it.
That is
it's
bullshit.
It's going to be terrible.
Anyone who's ever enjoyed a Hellraiser movie, I hope any fan of that movie will not go see it because of that rating. That's just terrible.
This is the problem I have with fucking horror movies. When you get that situation where it turns into fucking, well, we gotta get asses in seats because no one's gonna go see a rated R movie, even though it's been proven in recent months that you can make a rated R movie if done right.
The world isn't all about the family. Fuck the family.
But here's the thing.
Dude, whenever I saw Jackass 3D, that shit was hilarious.
Was it?
Lots of penises, lots of poop.
The Pucano is what I heard of.
Yeah, the Pucano was good, but there was, I don't know, there was a lot of pooping. There's this one thing. I don't want to say anything.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's this. when you have these fucking horror movies come out, I remember a few years back, I was kind of into werewolf movies, which was silly, but I was watching...
What movie?
There's a movie called Cursed. It was just just over there, you know, watching the movie and shit, right? And I was like, this movie's going to be terrible. And it's like, why? It's like, well, in theaters, it was rated PG-13, and we got the unrated edition. Like, it's not a middle grade. Like, unrated usually, to me, is like a hard R.
Mm-hmm.
But if your theatrical version of it is PG-13, it's like a lot of shit was cut out, and I watched the shit, and then I watched the fucking regular version shit. It was a lot of shit cut out. It was disembowelments, fucking decapitations. And I was like, huh, none of this is in the theaters. Huh, this is a werewolf movie. We didn't see the werewolf change.
I never saw that. Christina Ricci's in that, right?
Yeah.
Never
and her titties are, too.
I'd rather watch Ginger Snaps.
And I think...
I've seen all Shannon of Elizabeth those.
I've seen most
of
them.
You saw the one where it's like in a colonial
time? Yeah, I saw that. That was ridiculous.
With the weird wolf boy Ginger in the
Yeah, the wolf boy.
I don't know.
Oh.
And he's in the closet.
You get me in the closet too. Wolf. I still need to get that CD.
Wolf Queer. Mm. What else we got? I don't know. Like, this is typically the month you have all these fucking horror movies coming out, right?
Well, it's sad because AMC. I remember a time.
Saw 3D. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who gives a shit
anymore
about 3D? But
I haven't seen anyone past 2, and I don't feel like I've missed anything.
I've seen all 6 of them so far, and that's
what Saw.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think I've somehow seen all of them, but I only really remember 2 or 3 of them.
Because, like...
I've been done with it. I've been done with it.
3 through like, fucking 6. All right,
Donnie Wahlberg, all right, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
He died. He died pretty great, which is pretty funny to me.
I guess, and I was just like, this is...
But dude...
A farce.
They introduced the fucker's wife and shit, right? I was like, all right. And it's like, we thought this bitch was dead from the first one. And now she's like the killer, and just like, come the fuck on.
Look, I want to make $1 billion, buy the Saw franchise, and release a Saw movie like the way it should be, where the whole purpose is obviously, I'm just going to take their idea to another level. Their whole idea is just to have the crazy deaths, and then they put these shitty, horrible, pathetic stories around them. Just have a regular movie, film like The Notebook. But then add scenes of people getting gruesomely tortured and murdered every, like, 10, 25 minutes.
Because wasn't the guy, like, in the fly trap, the black... Well, you probably didn't see fucking... I think it was Ford. It was a black guy in the fucking fly trap machine. He was fucking like this.
Mm.
And it was, like, this chain that was on his neck. And basically, you didn't get that in time, of course. It spun his neck. They kept showing a flashback. And you see him like this, but you see the back of his fucking head. I was like, God! That's the death you need. That's the one death, if any. And a shotgun carousel, which was pretty funny. It's always good. When you see Eddie Winslow from Family Matters get his head blown off and shit, it's over.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor Eddie Winslow.
Last one was kind of funny. He's like, no, motherfucker. He's like, hell no. Boom. I was like, damn, God. I just got to scrape up the brains. But the thing I was going to get to is you got another movie that's similar in, I guess, in scope that it's been around for longer than it should have been. Because they're coming out with Saw 4, dude, next April. They've already released the trailer this week, and I mean, Saw, not Saw 4, Scream 4. I'm sorry, I'm missing my R's.
Well,
I don't know, man. The first
I like the first Scream,
but it's 10 years between the last one.
So if it's
10 years later,
if they can watch,
is it
all
like is Wes Craven
shit
attached to it?
Like all the major players.
Scream 2 wasn't even that bad. I didn't even see Scream 2.
Well, Scream 3 was all like just for the Jamie Kennedy thing, where he's like, if you're watching this tape, I'm dead. And yes, I did make out with like Jenny Bemis in the hot tub, and it was awesome. But
know,
Scream 3 was, like, kind of whatever, but Scream 2 was pretty good.
Scream 2 ended with where Dewey was the person killing him, right? Okay.
I don't know about this one because they're using it as a stepping stone to relaunch the franchise with a whole new group of people.
Mm.
So they're getting rid of, like, Nev. She's, like, somebody's aunt and shit. And I want to say...
Why even include that? It doesn't fucking matter.
Because the killer's
it's
now coming
name
after her
people
niece.
Are just going to be like, oh, it's another Scream movie. People, Hollywood needs to forget the fact that people...
came from somewhere.
Yeah, it's just like a franchise. They need to make movies. You can call it that. And that's fine. It's just sell it like what it is. It's fodder. Horror movie 15. Whatever.
There's a killer everywhere.
Kill things. You like it?
Was any of what's the name movies in 3D?
I mean, I've seen
the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Was any of them in 3D?
Yeah. Freddy's Dead was in 3D.
That was
I never
early
saw
90s,
Freddy's
right?
Dead.
Yeah, and Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yeah, it was Takes Manhattan.
Takes Manhattan was in
3D. Yeah.
And both of those were in the early
80s. That movie was the only fun part of that movie.
And Jason 3 was in 3D, too.
And, oh, wait, you're right, it was.
That's the best one, because that's when it's actually Jason. It's the first one. Yeah. Jason as the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as that he looks like the typical, what
the
people
classic,
say it is.
Yeah,
it took three movies before it, when people think of Jason Voorhees, that's what the hockey mask.
Yeah.
He didn't get that until the third. Well, the first movie wasn't
was
even
his
him.
Mom.
It was his mom.
Right.
Then the second movie is
him
with like a sack on his head. Yeah, Elephant Man
style.
With a sack and an eye on it.
See, if I knew about that when I was younger, because for I think it was four consecutive Halloweens, I was Jason Voorhees and shit. Fucking yes. Hoodie. I actually did have a machete in hand, a real machete, and a fucking mask. Just
I'm going to be Jason Voorhees on Saturday. Next Saturday.
I want to do Dr. Horrible. I want to do that.
What?
Whatever, man. It's Halloween. I don't really care anymore. The only thing... You'll probably be shocked at this, but the only thing I care about that's happening on Halloween is The Walking Dead.
Premiere. Well, no, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
I'm sitting there with the old Padres.
They at least got maybe three seasons worth of good material before it gets to the bullshit of Kirkman's comic book.
Like, Rick and his bitch-ass kid, if we go back into Robcast the Annals.
No,
Rob
it's just like,
annals.
If they go by what Kirkman has done... The book will be... I mean, the show should be done and over with after, like, the 50th issue. Like, somewhere around 55, 56.
It's the saltiest show.
They should just stop making it.
I listened to the episode this week. You sounded quite salty.
Yeah, I
know. We were talking about how... I was talking about how great Robert Kirkman was. He was like, fuck Kirkman. That's the moral of the story.
He was great. He has... He still has the potential to be, but it's just like...
What, isn't he writing something new right now?
I don't know. Fucking...
Wait, who wrote
Science Dog, and then when I bought Science Dog, it dawned on me that, hey, I already own this comic book because it's in two of the back issues of motherfucking Invincible.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, oh, it's got the
Who's
Skybound label on it. Nemesis is Mark Millar and Steve McNiven. That shit's
shit
going to be awesome. I
that's
hope he
really
does it
good,
right.
Man. That second issue was fucking amazing.
Yeah. That's issue three came out. Did you read issue three?
Did I?
I don't think so.
Oh, my dear God. It's about this supervillain that is just one step ahead constantly, like, in the fucking dickish ways. And it's, like, ridiculous. I'm feeling, it's giving me, you ever see, what's it called? I just watched what I was talking about. Law Abiding Citizen.
Yeah.
Nah, that wasn't interesting.
It's pretty awesome.
Really?
It's pretty awesome until the end, and I was like, fuck Jamie Foxx. Fuck good guys always having a win. If fucking bad guys won in this movie would be fucking classic.
It's just Gerard Butler's voice that disturbs me.
Oh, God, it's awesome. It's pretty awesome.
Only in rock and roll.
And this comic made me feel like this guy watched it and was like, I'm going to do this better. Having the guy who's always one step ahead and being a fucking cock about it. It's really funny.
The next time it comes on Showtime. I mean, not Showtime. I think it comes on Star.
That book is awesome.
It's, do you have Netflix? It's on the instant queue. That's where I watched it.
I think I
did. Oh, wait, I did read this, where his son's gay or something.
Yeah, he gets his gay son to impregnate
his daughter.
It's awesome.
It's harsh,
you need
man.
To read
it's
this
harsh.
Shit. Nemesis is
he's
awesome.
The brilliant
he's
man.
The shit.
Fuck.
Best supervillain. Best supervillain. That's it, period. It's good.
Mm-mm. What else?
Horror movies, we're still talking. See, I don't know. I mean, I would put Jason first. I mean, Michael Myers is second for me. I don't know. I just love his best titty scene in a movie is Halloween 2, the fucking hot tub scene. Like, the therapy hot tub.
Well, wasn't that the one with him not in there?
No, he was... Halloween, it's always Michael Myers.
No, I'm talking about one that was called, like...
Season of the Witch, Halloween 3.
3 doesn't count for anything.
3 is why you'll never be able to buy a Halloween box set, which blows my mind.
Sad.
It sucks.
They could just do it without 3. Or they could just remake 3. Let's see a Halloween 3 remake that has something. This is what was happening while all that bullshit Marvel songs.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You don't need to do that.
No, let's write that.
You don't need the tie
let's
in.
Write,
just make Halloween 3
let's write
now.
Halloween 3.
Be another Michael Myers thing and it doesn't even fucking
let's
matter.
Let's write Halloween 3 and we'll call it Meanwhile in Haydensfield. We'll call it Meanwhile in Haydensfield. It was Haydensfield, right? Or Haddonfield? I can't remember.
That sounds right, yeah.
Add this to your
I'm just saying, it could... Yeah, I'll add this into the idea bank, just because... Fucking, there needs to be a proper Halloween 3. That movie with the masks.
Inexplicable. Yeah.
And they're watching Halloween 1 in that one scene. It's on the fucking television. Yeah,
that movie's a pile.
Garbage.
Of shit.
That movie is garbage.
I watched it recently.
The one thing the Japanese is severely fucked up on. Well, other than Pearl Harbor.
No, I think that was a good move for them.
I mean, what? Pearl Harbor?
If they didn't do that, we wouldn't enter the war, and now we wouldn't be the greatest thing that ever fucking happened to the planet Earth, you know, America.
Yeah.
And we would make a video game as well, which is...
I mean, they totally... I mean, I don't know, man. If things get any worse, I think I might apply for citizenship to Japan. Just
well,
the,
they hate Americans that move there. If you visit, they're all like, oh.
Yeah, but what if I would be
there,
like, super
and they notice you live
kissy.
There, they're just like, fuck you.
I could kill that, though, because I'm a big black guy. And for some
yeah, but see, that could be pretty good, because it'd just be like, let's leave that guy alone. I'd be like, let me not deal with anybody.
It's not
I just
leave you alone,
somewhere.
They give you shit.
Oh, it's like gangland or whatever?
It's clanland, yeah.
Clan. Oh, that's right, it's clanland. Fuck.
Like, ooh, Imo-san, you know what I'm saying?
Imo-san. Yo,
Gaijin!
Gaijin? Flanku? Yo, that would total... I want... Yes, I want that.
No.
I want that.
I think I want to dress up like a Roman warrior and shit. Just like Anubis.
Walking around in samurai armor.
That's the goal.
Just dress up like Silver Samurai.
Oh, that would be fucking pretty sweet.
Fucking tear ass around town looking like that.
Oh, that was something... Talking about samurais. At practice, like... Mark had eaten a bunch of sushi and drank a bunch of Japanese beer, then Asahi stuff, mm-hmm. and then he farted, and we were, like, outside in open air. Wind is blowing. This fart was there for a while.
Wow.
Like, it just sat there. Like, it was so dense it had mass, you know what I mean? And, like, so Mark was like, I'm going to name it if he's going to be hanging around. His name's Bill. And then he was like, yeah, he's a ninja because it's a Japanese fart. And I was like, I think he's more of a samurai, because it commanded respect. You know what I mean? This is the fart you had to respect. It wasn't some bullshit ninja hiding in the shadows.
It's a fucking Oni. It's the evil ass spirit. Yeah, I've been researching, like, fucking Japanese shit, because I was thinking about getting my sleeves done, as I always complain about.
Yeah.
I think I want to get a fucking Oni on there and shit. But...
What do you complain about?
I always complain about not having a fucking sleeve.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's time to get another tattoo. I
it
need
is.
One.
I was bummed that my car broke because I had money to see Bill. I was going to get a... Listen to this. It's from this painting. it's by Hieronymus Bosch. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's called The Garden of Earthly Pleasures. And I just picked this one thing. It's like up in the middle corner of this one. It's huge. And it's this... I'm going to start at the top and go to the bottom. It's a bird uh-huh. on a branch uh-huh. that's being held by a naked guy riding a griffin that has a bear in one of its claws.
What?
Yeah. That shit is awesome. I am getting that. That is my next tattoo.
It's an Old Spice commercial, though, dude.
It's fucking Man. Beast. I was like, I sent it to Bill. He was like, this is awesome. I was like, this is going to be great. And then I fucking, my
griffin
car
on a
blew pole. Up.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
That's
I was so ready for that fucking thing.
Too great.
Anybody who saw that would be like, why? What is that even about? It's so awesome.
Yes, you just tell me it's
the
progress.
Bear in the picture looks awesome. It's all like... Oh, man, it's good.
That's awesome.
I'm excited for that. I'm saving up for it so I can talk to him when he's back.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I had that one idea for, like, the fucking, like, chewed up, gnarled cross.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only thing I kind of, like, felt like going with for a while now.
I feel like tattoos that have a like...
It has a I don't know. I just think it's clever, so fuck it.
I think it's...
And I've dealt with enough of it in my life. I think it's the deserving badge. A scar to always remember. Oh, yeah, I was a stupid idiot when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and a young adult. And then again, as an adult.
As a man.
As a man.
A stupid man.
I was a stupid, stupid man through my adolescence. Ugh. So anyway.
I just can't do the typical thing for my ilk. The fucking praying hands and shit. Just shoot me.
You gotta get Jesus crying over your shoulder.
If I get that, shoot me.
Because it's
face.
All it's Jesus just looking at you like, He doesn't approve what you're doing. He's crying.
So I'm like this and shit with the fucking.
Or better yet, get Steven Tyler's face tattooed on your shoulder. No. Cry, like praying and crying.
No,
something like a tribal band at the mouth area.
Hey,
I want to make a shirt. Yeah, I want to make a shirt.
He's screaming with a tear. He's saying, "Crying without you." Yeah, do it.
I want to get. I want to make a shirt that's just like the big block letter shirts, you know, and it's just gonna say, "I didn't vote for Jesus." Like white shirt with like black, and then Jesus would be in blue. I didn't vote for Jesus. I want that.
Why?
Because I think it's hilarious. I didn't vote for him. Who said he was the Christ? I didn't vote. We didn't hold an election. This is a democracy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, strangely enough, you know what? I could get on that campaign. I think I could get on that campaign.
We should elect a new representative of Christ.
Whether or not Catholicism's on board for this, it doesn't matter.
Look, man, Scientology's a religion. Let's just make a religion for fun.
Sounds good.
You gotta believe in something.
Right, to your Congress, get run the shit.
Yo.
It's like, hey,
nothing.
Agree.
Just chilling, recording.
Just don't agree.
Look at this guy, he just answers phones.
Yeah, this guy runs things here.
It's ignorant.
Bet. Yeah, it's ignorant. Now you two just go and talk amongst yourselves.
Wow. Oh, shit. So, yeah. This really is MTR now.
Wow. Say what?
That's harsh.
Man, to rock. Yeah. So, think about Dan, right?
Come to do
he's
something.
He's a piece of shit.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know where he gets off. I know things.
I am completely ready.
I know things about this man.
Yes.
That will ruin him.
Yes, I have that for you.
He's in my pocket. I'm like a mafia king, and I get shit on people, and then I hold it over them.
Yeah, dude. No.
Like, right
you
now.
You two. What? What's going on? Yeah, just call me when you're outside. Call me when you're outside.
We can talk about some stuff, Rob.
Bit. Yeah, no, dude, you got
it's like I'm ordering blackmail and shit. You know, this Italian friend of ours, we need to...
When the fuck did you ever break any kneecaps to be considered a mafia
you
gang
have to,
guy?
Man. It's the new age. I'm a new age gangster.
New age gangster.
Yes.
Fucking.
Just because we're not on gangland doesn't mean we don't exist.
No, we don't gotta be bangers. We could be mafiosos.
Not bangers.
So.
We're new age.
New age.
Weirdo.
What is
gangsters.
This? Well, then let's get some gay guys to join us. We're new age gangsters. I'm going to break your thumbs. You don't pay me.
No,
third.
Gay
that,
people.
That's, what
that's new age. That's what I think when you say that.
New age, like...
That's
next
what I think
level
when you say
of consciousness
that.
Gangster.
No.
That's just like...
What, a digital thief?
No, a psychic gangster.
Psychic gangsters.
Yes. We use mind power. We like... Control power, the gain
well,
power,
first
not
we
in
got
money,
the gay power,
but in like gain.
Oh, gain!
Fuck ass.
Look,
you don't have cement bougies. Put it around so.
Okay, first we
got
to figure out a way to get control of mind power, and then we can talk about.
No, not mind power. It's like fear. I like stockpile theory. Fear, and I feel powerful. It's not. I don't
that's
have money.
Are you a fucking chaos magician or some fucking bullshit? Stop talking.
No, I feed off of fear. I'm an immortal.
Feed off of fear.
I'm from a race of immortals. I'm from a race of immortals.
You have been chosen, Highlander.
It's not going to be on Gangland. It would be on sightings if sightings
I mean,
were still
you
on.
Just, oh, you just walk around doing business as usual, going to a job, going home. Yeah, I'm gangster. You keep it to yourself.
You bottle fear.
Bottle fear. Who are
in
you
your
striking
essence.
Fear again in your essence?
How you snatch someone from somebody staring down.
Have
you
ever
feel better?
I've never once seen you. I've known you for over 11 fucking years, sir, and I've never once seen you snatch anything out of it and someone cower like, oh, take it.
Oh,
I've never seen that.
No.
No.
I wouldn't do it in front of you. I have to keep this a secret. I don't need everybody knowing that I'm a fucking immortal.
Well, good job talking about it on the
fear.
Fucking show, ass.
Well.
There are going to be like eight or 11 people who know your secret. You realize that? But wait, we're merging shows now with this episode, so we might actually have...
Five.
Well, I was going to say somewhere... I was going to highball and say 18, 20.
We lose. Once you combine them, you lose.
Well, I mean, you know. There's only so many people out there who understand the joys of talking about eating one's ass.
Dude, if you, I could talk about that for hours. You know, the thing about it, right? You start at the bottom.
We're not going to talk about it for hours starting now, Rob. I mean,
okay.
You nibble on the thing about asses is, see,
I prefer gray.
Oh, I did. No, speaking of, no, I gotta bring this up. I did see that video.
What?
Settle down over there, Cosby.
Look at that old dog.
It's a good, if you get a good apple bottom, you can make it shake like some jello pudding.
I like to use a swirl.
But, wait a minute, what?
Can we hawk that? Bill Cosby's jello ass molds?
Yo! Get your booty molded into some jello. That'd be so awesome.
Oz, America. Oz. We're fucking, you know, that's his idea.
But what were we saying?
A millionaire.
No, I saw that video of those chicks dancing in the alley.
Yeah, fashion.
We need to troll around Highland Town and look for a party going on next summer like that. Ooh. I want to be a part of that so bad.
Remember that night we went?
I would have stood there if we were in that scene in the background or wherever, like the picnic table was, and we saw that. I would look straight at you and go, "I'm taking that one home. Watch, I'm gonna get her wasted, and she's gonna do that on top of me." Yes.
Remember when we were at UMBC and we went to that party? You took
the Morgan party.
No, was that what it was?
Was that when you met the Queen of the Universe?
Yeah,
I remember
the Queen
that.
Of the Universe, yes.
What picture?
The picture you took of me holding Jeff where you looked like he was dead and I looked like I was crying.
Oh, God. Yes, that was it. That was it. It was the Morgan party.
There was like this, we're like hanging out. Man, it was stupid. What did we do? We went to the liquor store. Did you show up later? You went down.
I showed up later. I showed up after y'all were wasted fucking Ian. Our boy Ian. No, you gotta understand. By the time I showed up to this wild and crazy party,
this
motherfucker with two other friends of ours are out on the lawn, just like the little green hill in between two dorm buildings, laughing their asses off and just rolling around giggling and shit. Fucking our friend Ian, he's there for a minute. He just looks at us, says, "What's up?" Just disappears. This man is just talking to everybody, yelling at everybody that walks by. And our friend Jeff is dead. He's just laying there.
Holy shit.
This man picks him up and cradles him. I took, like, several pictures where it went from him just going, "It's going to be all right," to Jeff, "No!" There's a picture of you crying to the heavens as Jeff is just being cradled, laughing his ass off at that point because he woke him up.
Wow. Good times. Well, that night began when I got down there. That was when I put this dent in my head. Fuck. Yeah, I got this, like, lump on my head because, like, I got there and, like, I was sitting on Joe's bed in his dorm room. He was, like, playing, Counter-Strike. And, like, he's, like, halfway through a 30-pack playing Counter-Strike in his room. And, like, Ian sees me there, and he's like, "Oh, you're here? Is it supposed to be wild? Are we supposed to be wild?" And so, like, I got up, and I ran at him, like, pick him up. But he was standing in the doorway, and I smacked my head right on the thing that sticks out. And I was bleeding, and I was like, "We got to get some alcohol now." So we go to the liquor store, and our head's bleeding. And we buy a handle of Captain Morgan's. And then we get back, and it was five of us. We just started drinking that for a while, and then I went out to have a cigarette, and there's a party going on in the building across. And I was like, "Yo, we got to go to this party. We got to go to this party over here." It was all black people, right? Wow. So I'm heading down. I'm going down the stairs. Ian fucking comes to the edge of the steps at the top, and he's like, "Yo, you can't go out. You can't go to that party dressed like that." And I was like, "What do you want me to do?" And he was like, "Hold on." He runs into the apartment, runs back out with a white tee and some Timberlands.
No.
And he throws them down to me.
No.
I'm fucking wasted. I just put the white tee on over my other shit, kick my shoes off, leave them there at the stairs, and just put on these tiny-ass boots that hurt my foot, and, like, walk over there and started acting like a fucking idiot. Jeff got kicked out. That was retarded. That shit was stupid. I woke up that night. I woke up at, like, 5 a.m. leaning against the fridge. In their apartment.
I remember when
that was
Ian
when I broke their cabinets too, because I was rolling around on the ground laughing and like kicking my legs, and I kicked one of their cabinet doors off.
Fuck.
I think Ian was going on about the sword guy. He was like, yo, I need like 38 swords.
Spider-Woman! Yeah. Was it the sword guy who said that?
Yeah, he did. He was like, I feel crazy.
But no,
man.
It's just like I feel like when, by the time I got there, I saw Ian, he disappeared, and then reappeared with a box of chocolate Lucky Charms going to town on those things. And he's just like, I love Lucky Charms. Yo, I love them. Just woofing them. Gets basically done the bag, and he just takes the fucking box and gives it a backbreaker over his knee and just tears the fucking thing apart. So I fucking hate Lucky Charms, yo. Just when they're getting good, they're all gone. It's fucking bullshit.
So aggressive.
Yeah. Just, I mean, he ripped the box. I didn't think it was possible, but the box exploded with what cereal was left. It just, and he just tore the box in half. It was great.
Dude, the thing about Ian, when he got super drunk, he did this thing where he just keep going, he would go... And, like, one time he came home super wasted, and he was like, yo, he was like, where's your skateboard, yo? Yo, where's your skateboard? And I was like, it's over here, and he went out into the hallway and was just like, at like 4 in the morning, just falling all over the place, making all this noise, and all you kept hearing was like, ha! I was like, yo, this man is out of his fucking mind. It's pretty good. That guy was ridiculous. Yeah.
Is he still in Korea? Yeah.
No,
Japan?
He's in America.
He's in America now? Is he in Maryland? Mm-hmm. We gotta get in touch with that guy.
Joe hangs out with him.
We need to hang out with Joe.
That's such an odd combination of people. Joe and Ian.
I mean, I just remember the party where... I remember hanging out with Joe, and we were all a little trashed, and we put on Josie and the Pussycats. And, like, when it got into the part where they were playing their music video... Joe just sat up. He's like, I can't handle this right now, man. I'm going to go upstairs and take a nap. Just pass the fuck out, like, on your couch.
Dude, when he peed his pants at your birthday party,
yeah, that was
one of the
hilarious.
Funniest things ever, man. I'm sitting on this couch. He's like, I need somebody to play beer pong with me. He was like, you want to play beer pong? And I was like, nah, man, I don't really feel like it. He's like trying to get me to play beer pong. He starts getting, like, agitated. And then he starts walking away, but
agitated?
I noticed it. He's,
agitated.
Yeah, Joe gets agitated.
Okay.
He peed himself a little bit, and I was like, wait a minute. I was like, come here. And he just stood there, and I was like, ah! I was just laughing my ass off. He started laughing. He had no idea. And I was like, dude, you just peed your pants. And he's like, bah! It was good. And then he just played beer pong. And then Jason Brown showed up as your clone, and it made me feel bad about being alive.
I think that was the moment I stopped wearing those clothes.
He came and he looked exactly like you, and I was like, what? What? No! What happened? Horrible.
Pretty bad.
That's a horrible universe.
It is a horrible universe.
He started off the show doing the monster match, and you're doing the fucking horrible universe jig and shit.
Yep.
It's a bunch of wild and crazy guys.
So, anything you guys want to plug before we get out of here, I guess?
I guess.
Well,
it's Halloween, so my horror movie, man. You came to that show, right? Weren't you at the Talking Head thing?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. That band, we're playing again. It's Survivors of Camp Crystal Lake.
Good shit.
Playing at the Overly Station on Bel Air Road. Well, on Saturday, October 30th, with the band called Bag of Humans.
Oh, you guys are playing with Bag of Humans.
Yeah. I can see their sticker all the time. I've never seen
it.
Yeah. Huh. I might actually be in that area because my brother lives up the street.
Yeah. It should be fun.
There might be the new Rob Castle over there. Rob Castle.
Dude, you sent me that Frank Castle thing. That's brilliant.
Yeah, the other day at work, we get random, you know, random names in all the time on the deeds and stuff, and someone has property somewhere.
Oh, shit.
Just with the Punishers. It's just Frank Castle. And I was like, I gotta at least...
You sent me the John F. Rambo one, too.
Oh, yeah, Rambo. Lives in Baltimore County. Now Frank Castle lives in Baltimore
it's
County.
It's going to be a war zone.
Baltimore County is a war zone, man. It's just going to get a lot safer up in
I lost a bunch of pictures on my old phone, but when we were on tour, we saw, at this gas station, they have, like, at gas stations, they have the little plaque that says who the local fire marshal is, like a sign. And there was one where theirs was Charles Bronson.
Nice.
Charles Bronson was the chief of fire in somewhere in, like, Indiana. I took a picture of this. It was really funny. No dice.
any sites, anything, any fucking social network, anything along those lines? You guys get on that, dude.
What?
I want to get a Twitter, but not even the type things.
I've definitely started using Twitter more just because I feel Facebook. I'm friends with family on Facebook, yeah. So I can't say the usual shit I say. So I just use Twitter as
Did you see the one thing? I put a status update on Facebook a while ago that said Wayne Brady just told me to go to sleep.
No,
because I was on 4chan and it was just a picture I clicked on. Picture Wayne Brady and it says go to sleep.
I've only been back on Facebook for like 3 days just to get in touch with people.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of the thing I can plug. Alex, he's agreed to read the Believer script, so the Believer's issue zero might be in works soon.
Alex Fine, he's a beast.
Yeah, Alex Fine, like, he does covers. He does a lot of the different covers for the
actually,
same paper.
Kathleen actually listens to NPR at work all the time, and they mention he did the cover for the City paper last week, and it was a thing with like Ehrlich and O'Malley,
yeah.
And they were talking about it. They were talking about his cover on NPR.
That's
which was
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, but he's agreed to at least read the script, so maybe it might be in production here soon.
Big thing.
Yay!
He's really good. That'll be awesome.
So I guess I'll leave you guys. Cause, yeah, Dan gets a thumbs up.
Yay!
Another successful journey into the miserable angst of the unknown.
Oh my god.
He's a poet, that little one.
And
blackness. It blinds me.
And on that note,
blackness,
fuck
the
yourselves.
Sadness.
Fuck yourselves.
No, it's the kids on the whole school.
I would not know that. Oh. A geek, dude. I don't know. Thanks.